We're getting into the summer months. That's likely going to be a busy time for home sellers and buyers for a look at the May home sales. We're joined live now by our home sales expert, realtor Kathy Brook. Good morning, Kathy. It is the first day of summer. Does that mean things are going to get busy in terms of buying and selling homes?
Good morning, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on. First day of summer, and happy Father's Day to everyone who's a father. It's a special day today. So, is this the time of year to buy and sell? What we're seeing is the trend month to month, we're up 14%. But even greater than that, what I've seen is in March, when you look at data, when I would go to RealComp, you had five listings a day that would be active. Yesterday or Friday, actually, on the on RealComp, 54 listings Friday morning in the area that I was particularly looking at, and 12 properties that were coming soon. That's record-breaking for us. I mean, in the last 5 years, this is probably the largest growth we've seen in the last 5 years. So it's a great time for buyers and sellers to get into the market.
Of course, the big stumbling block, I think, for most people has been the interest rates, because the mortgage rates were high. Have they started to come down or not?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because right now in our community, Washtenaw, Wayne, Oakland, do you know the average sale price is up to $300,000? So it's really the cost of these homes that have created the barrier. If you look at what rates are, they're averaging about 6.0 to 6.5% for an average interest rate, 30-year fixed. That's not that bad. I mean, when you go back to the 70s, early 80s, they were 15%, 16%. I think what would be a good idea, this is what I would like for people to walk away with today. The good idea is, sellers, when you're getting ready to sell, have your house pre-inspected. Make sure that the house is ready to sell and that things are in good condition, because I think buyers should really look at the ideas of doing a VA loan, FHA loan. The FHA loan, it depends on where you live and so forth. But, the average rate for an FHA loan is about 5.4 to 6.1%. And anybody can get an FHA loan. It's just whether or not the house will comply with FHA standards. So my thought for today is, you first-time home buyers out there, go talk to your lender. It depends on where you live. But my gosh, the standard loan amount for an FHA loan is now $541,000. Well, particularly in Oakland County, it does depend on the county you're in. But do you know that they will loan up to $1,249,000? So I do think that there are other alternatives to the 15 and 30-year fixed. And I think buyers should really look into that.
Kathy, I see plenty of homes listed, everywhere for $500,000, $600,000, $1 million. But you mentioned those first-time home buyers. Most of them can't afford that. Where are the homes that are, 200 or 250?
So Oak Park, it's interesting. Oak Park has become a hot area because it is surrounded by Berkeley and Ferndale, and those communities, of course, have gone up significantly. But Oak Park, Macomb is a wonderful community. Standard ranches, solid brick ranches. But those are going up too. They're about 350. But Oak Park, even downriver is getting expensive. So the outlying areas of Ann Arbor, there's Ypsilanti, but even Howell, it's just the average sale is 300. That's the thing. So I think buyers need to save their money. And again, with an FHA loan, you only need 3.5% down. So if first-time home buyers would save, 10% of what they make every month and be prepared and look at their options to purchase, I think that's more of the trend. I'm looking at different ways to get first-time home buyers into a home, which seems to be, this FHA may work, but sellers need to be prepared. You need to have your home inspected. it needs to be, you know, not up to date, but it needs to have the, you know, the furnaces and your roof, you know, even steps walking up to your home. They have to be compliant code. It's those types of things. But that's my suggestion for today.
We're quickly, just a couple of highlights here, Kathy, about what areas are the hottest. We've heard for a long time that the city of Detroit has been very hot. Is that still the case?
Well, it's interesting. Actually, the Detroit market is a little flat, and it depends on what the product is. But Indian Village, so let's take Detroit as, you know, 10,000 feet. If you have Pleasant Ridge and you have Palmer Woods and you have Indian Village, those communities are still very popular. Downtown Detroit condos, which were extremely popular 5 years ago, it's soft there. I have a few listings down there, and we're just not seeing the same turnover that we did before. So sellers down there need to have an understanding that they may have to reduce. We are seeing more reductions. Before, average day on market was, you know, 35 days on market in April. Now it's 43 days on market. So sellers just need to be cognizant of where they're sitting in price and not be afraid to reduce in order to sell.
Because million-dollar condos may not be easy to sell then. Might have to cut the price.
Know, they are, but I have some condos downtown that are actually in the $180,000 price range, Greg, and they're still not moving as quickly as they did during COVID. So those are the suggestions. If properties aren't moving anywhere, just talk to your realtor. Make sure that you're looking at the trends. If in 30 days your home is not sold, I really do recommend at least 5%.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Some good advice. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. And again, happy Father's Day to everybody.